Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and as always, we are delighted to welcome this young lady to our program from the Allegheny County Extension Office, the Extension Director, Amy Lucas. Good morning, Amy.
Hey, good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well today.
I am. Thank you. Hope you are, too.
I am indeed. Pleasure to talk with you, and we have some neat stuff to talk about, so let's just dive right in. Let's talk about some of the things that are going on this spring with the Allegheny 4-H, Amy.
Yeah, we are getting things kicked off for spring and almost into summer, which is crazy to even be planning that far ahead, but we've just got lots of good things going on. We've got teen retreat coming up at the end of March, so we are looking for all of our 13 to 18 year olds who want to be involved in that. We've got lots of livestock events that are kicking off for spring, so, and they're all over the place. They're not just here in Allegheny. These are our state shows and state trainings that we have going on, so kids can get involved with livestock events and learn more about livestock. We've also got some horse program things going on for kids that are interested in horse judging, or even those that like to do artistic expressions like posters and writings and things like that. But just lots and lots of things that are going on. So be sure, you know, check out the newsletter, get on Facebook, we're on there too. And deadlines come up quick, so make sure, you know, and even though it may be a summer program, the deadlines may be coming up soon. So
sure,
make sure you check out those deadlines for when you have to be registered and things like that.
Another pretty cool thing I think is happening with you guys is plant sales coming again soon. So let's talk about why is that such an important fundraiser for you?
Yeah, Amy? Our plants, you know, everybody says, oh, well, it's time for spring, let's just get some plants. But the thing about it is we have a lot of kids that come to us and they want to go to camp. They want to go to summer camp. They want to come to different programs that we're offering during the summer. And what this plant sale does is it really allows us not to have to say no to anybody we don't like saying no to our kids. And that's important too. And we like to be able to provide opportunities to kids that may not otherwise have a chance to go to a district event or to a state event or even come to just a local program. You know, we were talking this morning about lamb camp and dairy calf camp. So it provides us with funds to be able to help those kids attend those events. So plant sale is coming up soon. We'll have that information out in the next week or so, and then people can place their orders. We're going to have lots of good plants available again this year. The plants are always beautiful and they thrive really well. So we'll have herbs and probably ferns, and we're working on some of our selections, but blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, rhubarb, all kinds of good stuff. So make sure that, you know, you check with the office to see what we've got. And the prices are still affordable, even though we're doing it as a fundraiser. Super important to our program.
Wonderful plants, and people can start placing their orders. When did you say? Is that?
It'll probably be a couple of weeks. So probably around mid-March is when we're going to take orders, and we'll take them for about three to four weeks. We like for it to warm up a little bit up here before we start bringing plants out so that they don't freeze. So a couple of weeks up here, and then the deadline will be probably first or second week in April. So still have some time on that, but make sure you check back often.
So to place an order, obviously, then they'll just need to contact your office.
Contact our office. We've got order forms. They'll be up online, or they can call the office and actually just place an order. That's fine, too. We're perfectly fine with that. You know, the big thing is, yes, you do get a plant out of the deal, but the more important thing is you're helping send kids to camps and things that they otherwise would not be able to go to.
Our guest on Extension Today is Amy Lucas. Amy is the Extension agent, the Extension director for Allegheny County. And Amy, I was looking at the calendar, and spring really is just a few weeks away. So there's a lot of cool things that are going on. Your list of things that are happening, got to be pages long.
It's crazy. Yeah, our newsletter is 8 pages long the month of February and March. So there's just a ton of things. You know, like we said, teen retreats coming up. That's our teen, you know, some teen opportunities. And, you know, that age, that 13 and up, is when our kids actually start doing stuff more at a district level instead of at a county level. And so that's a really important transition because trying to get kids familiar with participating in events where kids from all over the district are is a lot different than coming to a county meeting. And so we like to help kids, you know, transition well into those kinds of things and not be afraid to go outside and be with people that they don't necessarily know.
I almost asked you a foolish question, Amy. I was going to say, what age for the teen retreat?
Yeah, you had. Well, it's not a foolish question. 4-H age is a little different than what other age groups are. Okay. So you have to be 13 as of January 1.
Okay.
So if you didn't turn 13 until February, you can't go this year. You got to wait till the next year. So 13 as of January 1, and that runs 13 to 18 is what we typically take to, is what we take to teen retreat.
And that really steps up the experiences that the kids
have. It does. Yeah. It's a whole new level of 4-H. And we love providing our county programs, and we love having kids, you know, participate in what we're doing here at the county level. But it really opens the door to so much more, things like Electric Congress and things like summer camp. When you go to BJP or when we, you know, another cool camp that we've got going on is Fur Fishing Game at Millstone this year. And it happens every year, and they do a fantastic job with it. But, you know, we do advanced Fur Fishing Game is for 13 to 16-year-olds. And then we have a beginning Fur Fishing Game, too, which is 11 to 16-year-olds. So they get to do lots of really neat things that otherwise they're not going to get to do in county. We just don't have the opportunities here to do a lot of what they can do there.
So we have this long list of great things that are happening in the spring. I'm going to guess that you probably have already started some planning for summer, too.
Oh, my gosh. It's been crazy. Yeah, we spent, some other agents and myself spent actually about a whole day working on summer programming. So we got some really exciting things coming up this summer, some new things that we've not done, and then some of our old favorites. You know, like we'll go canoeing and tubing on the new. That's always a favorite. And probably take a trip over to Hungry Mother State Park. But we've got some new stuff that we haven't done before. So I like to keep that a surprise, but be on the lookout for that summer fun newsletter.
Will do. How about some camping opportunities?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have our traditional summer camp, which is going to be in July this year. We're going to Betsy Jeff Penn, July 8th through the 13th. Mm-hmm. So you just have to be 8 at age of camp. That's when you go to camp to be able to attend that. Ages 8 and up can attend. And there's, you know, the good thing about residential camp is there's opportunities for you all the way through till you're 17. Because after you're a camper, you can actually come back and be a leader in training, which takes you straight into being a counselor at a camp, which is a job opportunity.
Oh, great.
So what, I mean, how neat is that to be able to go through your whole career and work your way up the ladder? So that's this summer, you know, that's in July. We've also got for a fishing game camp. There's also a horse camp at Millstone. There's also a boating camp. So we have a ton of camping experiences, and those are all listed on the Allegheny Extension website as well as on the 4-H Facebook page.
And as we like to say, the list goes on and on.
It does. It doesn't end. It doesn't end.
Other opportunities available there for the youth?
Something else that we've got going on, we've got a WEP team that has formed again this year, which is Wildlife Habitat Education Program. So those kids are practicing every Tuesday at 4 o'clock here at the office in order to go to the state competition. So you actually do some land management. You learn about wildlife identification. So if you like the outdoors and doing things like that, we encourage you to come and join a team. We still have some space available. That's for ages 9 and up. I mean, we've got that going on. We also have an ag and industry tour that we're planning for August. Uh-huh. So we are getting that in the works. And that's going to be a pretty big deal. We've invited some surrounding counties to come together. And we're going on an agriculture and industry tour to places like the Lexington Horse Park, Churchill Downs. We're going to several big farms. The Caterpillar plant, the John Deere plant, so all the way up to Indiana. So it's going to be a phenomenal trip. So that information is posted online as well. Have to be 10 years old in order to go or have an adult present with you. So, but it's open to youth and adults. So it's going to be a really neat trip.
This is the 10 minutes of free time that Amy has had this month. So she chose to spend it with us, and we're grateful for that.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Amy, they want to keep up to date with all this. They may have questions.
Yeah.
What's
Contact
the best way?
Contact our office. Okay. We'll be glad to tell you. You can reach us here at 336-372-5597. We also have our website for our Allegheny Extension site. Mm-hmm. So it's just going to be at Allegheny. miami.ces.ncsu.edu. And then our face, you know, we're on Facebook, right. We're on Twitter. We have a blog, so we've got lots of ways to get stuff out. And then thankfully through you guys, and then also through our local newspaper. So
terrific. The County Extension Director in Allegheny County, Amy Lucas, it is always a pleasure to chat with you. So much great information, so much stuff going on with the Extension Service in Allegheny County and 4-H. We really appreciate talking with you. Look forward to the next time.
Yeah, us too, Danny. Thanks so much.
And thank you for joining us, folks, for Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.